This is January 1st of 2005, and this is Melvin Parker, 212 Felton Avenue, Coldwater, Michigan. I will try to go back over some of my time that I put in naval service, which was 4/13 of 43 to 11/15 of 45, a total of 2 years, 7 months, and 3 days. I took my training at Great Lakes Naval Training Station in Waukegan, Illinois, near Chicago. After finished training, I had a couple of short leaves home, and then got on gate duty for a short time and had a couple more leaves home. My time came and I was sent to New Orleans, Louisiana, by a troop train. I was there a few days and had a little liberty, and was then sent out by troop ship to the Pacific Theater of War on January 1st, 1944. We arrived in New Hebrides on February the 2nd of 44, and after a bit, I got my ship, the LST-339, that's a landing ship tank, where I stayed until I came home. The LST didn't rate up with some of the big ships, but we had our job to do, and some of the other big ones couldn't do that kind of work. It was about, I forgot the length, but it had a flat bottom, too. We had about 100 crew on, and we always had our bed and meals with us. That was better than the Army, I thought. Our job was to transport any units and equipment forward, and we'd go up on shore and after they got off the ship, they were on their own. We would go back and forth many times, island to island. One trip that we had a full tank deck full of 55-gallon barrels of airplane fuel. We were very happy when we got rid of that. In fact, the trucks stopped coming back after it late that day, and that was when the whole crew turned to and we rolled them right out the front just to get loose and get away from it. We also at times acted as a hospital ship. We had the tank deck full of casualties on cots, and it was up to our crew to wait on them and feed them, take care of them until we could get them back to a hospital ship or help of some kind. Some of the islands we hit were New Hebrides, New Guinea, Leyte, New Caledonia, Manila, in the Philippines, and we did have liberty there. We might have had a little liberty back on some of them others, but it never amounted to much. Manila was quite a city, but it was pretty well bombed up when we got in there. And the bay was full of sunken ships. And Bob Shannon from Greenville, Michigan, and I run around together. We were both on the electrical end of it. And we run across a fellow Filipino that had a two-seated bicycle with three wheels. And for a package of cigarettes, he took us for a nice long ride around town. we run across the where the Japanese had run all the streetcars out together and then set them all on fire. And we run across one that had a number of 339. That was quite a coincidence, so I do have a picture of that someplace. So when my papers eventually came, I was to go back for schooling. So I got aboard a ship and started back, and after a day or two out, that was when they dropped the big bomb. So our ship was turned around and we went back. So then I waited for another ship. I finally got on a Dutch ship that brought me back to San Francisco, where we arrived November 14th, 1946, at Treasure Island, California, and that trip was 21 days getting back here. With all the men there in Treasure Island, it was just a big waiting game, because the war was supposed to be over, and they had all these men to deal with. So we was welcomed to a lot of liberty there. They were glad to get us out of their hair. When they did call my name, they had my name with a Philadelphia fellow's address. So, rather than wait any longer, I took it as was. And so I spent my leave here at home, and then I reported to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as my papers read. And we had liberty there, and finally they got it straightened around and sent me back to Great Lakes for discharge. I came home and had about a month of free time before Carol Barnes, my wife's uncle, had a job lined up for me at the Board of Public Utilities. After working at the power plant under Ralph Maxson for about a year, I transferred to the electric line department and worked several years there. My back started bothering me, so I had back surgery, and then I went to the wastewater treatment plant after that. And I retired from there on August 30th, 1979. I had several winters in Florida after I retired. In fact, we went to Hawaii before the first thing we'd done for about 10 days. And then my wife, Loretta, passed away on February 1st, 1993. And I am now 85 plus and still living in the old home, Elton Avenue. So this is all. And I'm writing this on January the 1st, 2005, Alvin Parker, 212 Pelton Avenue, Coldwater, Michigan. Thank you.